Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back. Today's episode is a little different. I was recently invited to be a guest on a Lone Up and Empowering show, and we had such a powerful conversation around purpose, identity, and the deeper reason behind the works we do. So if you've ever wondered why you're here or felt torn between calling and clarity, success and surrender, this episode is for you. We talk about what it really means to live on purpose, how to navigate the messy middle seasons, and the mindset shifts that free you to fully step into the woman you're becoming. So let's dive in.
Welcome back to another show. I'm so grateful to be back with you, another amazing guest and conversation. And today we're going to talk about all about empowerment and becoming a better version of ourselves. And today I have the amazing honor to have Rachel Brooks here, and she helps women with confidence and become the better version of themselves so they can live their best lives. I think it's definitely an important mission. And me and Rachel have also a commonality that we both work at the Fortune 500 company that I always mention that I worked at. So that's how we initially connected. But I'm glad to welcome you, Rachel. Thank you so much ahead of time for your time today and also the amazing information that you will share and the amazing service that you really help or create out there in the world and helping the world become a better place. Thanks so much for coming in, and let's jump right into the topic. So how do we become the better version of ourselves, so to speak, as women CEOs, as busy entrepreneurs, as busy women CEOs?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you, Alona, for having me. This has just been an incredible opportunity for us to reconnect. And as you said, we've come some distance from our Fortune 500s. But, you know, how we really become our best and most confident selves is through really the repetition, right? So repetition of the daily practice from what we think to what we believe and really what we value, but it ultimately comes down to our core identity. So when we look at becoming our best and most confident self, it's the long game, right? It's a journey. It's not something that we just arrive to overnight or in a week or even a year. It's a constant evolution of constantly refining and defining, and that version will change from day in and day out. So when you think of who your best self is, think of it as today, but also the woman that you want to become in the future. So we have to align our actions, our thoughts, our words, our beliefs, and everything that ties into the daily habits, the routines that are moving those mile markers, the little needle closer to that woman that we're becoming. And it's just, as I said, a journey. The journey is constantly evolving. But when you have that focus and that mindset set on, that's the woman I want to become because that's the woman I need to be to achieve the goals that I set for myself.
I love it. They called it a journey. And I also know from personal experience, I mean, the whole process of evolution, we definitely are always going to be evolving, but we can also be very intentional about that when we align where we are currently to our future vision so that we intentionally create the life that we want and go after the things that maybe we haven't gone for before because of certain reasons or certain things that might be blocking us. And that's actually my next question for you, Rachel. Based on your personal experience, but also your professional experience now with helping women, what are some of the major pain points or setbacks that hold women back from really, you know, creating the life they love or showing up for themselves or doing the things that maybe they feel in their heart, but for some reason, it's not really manifesting or they're not taking the right actions to be able to get to where they like to be.
Right. And, you know, we hear that mindset is everything. Mindset is key. But I'm going to push back on that challenge and say that it is the perceived value of our self-work. And that ultimately comes down to our emotional capacity of how and what we believe that we're worthy of. Now, I assume, you know, many of us are high-achieving women, and we associate our value and our perceived worth by what we can achieve, by what we produce, by what we can perform or how we perform. And those external goals are great, but when they become the refined measurement to define who we are, that's where there's that shift. So we need to really pull back the curtain and ask ourselves, why do we associate our value with what we achieve versus who we are as an individual? Because we have the inherent worth within us. So no matter what we produce, what we perform, no matter how many titles or successes we can achieve, we are still worthy of so much more.
Yeah. Oh, you hit a little pain point, something that still hurts once in a while. So I love that you mentioned that. So then how can we bridge that gap between, you know, defining our self-worth under achievement and ambition and doing things and results that are all on the outside and kind of just doing that inner work that needs to be done so that we feel and we know that we are whole, you know, just like as human beings without needing to do all these other things? I know that's like a hard question, but is there like certain things that maybe have repeated in your practice that maybe you could share with us, maybe tools or something that would make this transition a little bit easier, even though I find that it's not something that obviously is going to just go off like that because you get triggered in certain things. And if this is such a big thing, especially it was for me, and it's still something that I always try to stay very intentional around, can come up and ensure that we're making decisions because of that, you know, lack of self-worth that we might be feeling at certain stages of scale, especially as we evolve. I think this shows up in different ways, especially if we haven't healed it or we haven't really fully come out on the other side so that we really understand that. And I know that that's for some people, this is their life's work, right? I'm not expecting an answer, but just based on your experience, what are some thoughts from your perspective that can help us kind of start to bridge that gap?
Right. And you really hit the nail on the head when you mentioned about the inner work. It really comes down to the inner work. And, you know, for context, I'm a former fitness competitor and I'm also the author of Chasing Perfection, A Journey to Healing Fitness and Self-Love. And so a lot of that ties into my story, which is about undoing the damage done that we believe that who we are from the past hurts, traumas, dramas, and even our own past beliefs about ourselves, right? So we have to really assess those areas and not shy away or minimize or pretend that they didn't exist, but we actually have to shine light on those areas. And so when I tie in my fitness and health background into professional development, personal growth, it all comes back full circle. It's repetition. So I have the four pillars that are the foundation to my fit from within philosophy. And what we focus on there is our mental, our emotional, and our spiritual health and well-being. Well, our physical then becomes the byproduct of the inner fitness. And why the physical is because that's the external. That's what we tend to see as the measure of progress and results. But when we start looking at those four pillars, we're constantly refining and sharpening those areas day in and day out. We ask ourselves, are we feeding our mind with, you know, things that are encouraging us or inspiring us or allowing us to stretch and grow? From the emotional component, are we nurturing our emotional systems, you know, regulating our emotional nervous system? Are we finding ways to tap into our spiritual elements? One that is your higher power. For me, it's God, but some, you know, it could be journaling, it could be going out to nature, it could be through prayer, meditation, whatever that looks like for you. And then physically, going out and moving your body, performing some sort of exercise to get that physical movement, right? So those are the areas of what we really focus on. And like I said, getting fit from within, because that allows us then to create a healthy body, a positive mindset, and a soul filled with self-love and gratitude. So when we start working on the inner core and the inner being, we start to really let down all those masks and facades and all the external chasing, because now we're in a place of presence and stillness, because we're so aware of who we are. So again, this is not an overnight success. This is, again, fitness. You don't just sign up for a 5K and you're running a 5K tomorrow, or you don't sign up for a fitness or bodybuilding competition today and you're staying on stage tomorrow. It's constantly putting the reps in over time, because that will strengthen the results of what you want to achieve. So I always also come back to a saying that is, consistency compounded over time yields results. So whatever that result is that you're striving for, are you consistently aligning those actions, those beliefs, those words, those habits, the values even the words that are coming out of our mouths, are we speaking life into ourselves, or are we minimizing and speaking negatively about our goals, about ourselves, right? Because self-worth comes down to how we believe about ourselves, what we believe. What is the faith component to ourselves? And that's, you know, for me, again, our inherent self-worth is, are we divinely inspired? We're gifted with this from the day before.
I love your brand, Fit From Within, because yeah, it's so true how even through all the other things that we want to strive for, whether it's the wealth piece or the health or the financials or the relationships, I think it all starts with being fit, right? From the inside out, so that we're able to align with all those other important areas in our lives as well. And that actually leads me to my next question, Rachel, which I feel like someone listening, you know, and sometimes with content, I feel like sharing information is great, educating is great, inspiring is great, which I feel like it's also one of my missions with this podcast and the work that I do. It's also, we just sometimes just need to get reminded over things top of mind, right? Because life is just getting so hectic. I think that's like the reality for all of us. But just being intentional, staying mindful, you know, reminding ourselves that these are the things that we always kind of, you know, should be focusing on, I think also is very helpful when it comes to, you know, content like this or any type of content that we create out there on social media or beyond other channels as well. And then leads me to my next question. What are some red flags that women start to experience so that they kind of know like, oh, wait a minute, let me just take a minute and realize there's something here for me to look within into, so that that really starts to give them some of those tools that you're able to support. And I'll ask you more about that, so they can start this journey of inner healing, so to speak, or getting, you know, fit from within.
Yeah. So a few red flags are, one, when we start to feel kind of our blood boil, right? We feel that sense of urgency, that rush inside of us that can be anxiety. It can be this angst, this constant stirring, this restlessness that we feel that we're going against the grain, like time is running out, that we're feeling the clock ticking, but we haven't produced, we haven't performed. But that's a cue to really seek internally and ask yourself, well, what are we striving for? Is this something manageable and realistic? Is it something that I'm able and capable of doing? Because, you know, we look at, you know, women's empowerment doesn't mean that you are a superwoman, that you can't do it all. I know that there's that whole saying that we can do anything and everything. But let's be realistic. We can't. And even if we try to do it all, we know how that we can't manage it. We can't sustain it. And we're trying to juggle everything, which is why we're so focused on the whole work-life balance. But work-life balance, again, is just as fleeting as chasing perfection. It's temporary. So when we're met with that anxiety, we can feel that internal angst inside of a shift. Then we're also being met with resistance, the resistance to be somebody that we're not, because that's not what we're built and designed for. We're not, you know, we are unique individuals. So the characteristics and the personalities of who we are the traits that we're gifted with. So we need to really hone in on those, tap into those gifts and skills, talents and abilities, and not become what others are saying that we should do or become, partly because that's what success is defined for us. We can also, on that cycle, lead to burnout. And I think that burnout is a very buzzy word that's going on, but burnout is real. That's when we start noticing that all of those components that I talked about, our mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health and well-being, start to deteriorate. We start getting that brain fog. We start forgetting things. We have sleepless nights and restless moments. We're not even fully present with our family or our kids. Emotionally, we're so dysregulated. Physically, we haven't even moved out of our chair in, you know, our office chair for hours on end, or we're barely even getting up to move our physical body. When we move that physical body, that's shifting out the emotional state. We're changing our state. We're moving the energy from the angst to try to move it into a flow. And then spiritually, are we tapping into our higher power? Is this really what we're called for? Is this really what we're here for, to do and to serve and to lead? And I think that as women, you know, entrepreneurs, CEOs, women in business, we're in a place of service. So if we're not serving ourselves, then how can we be our best selves and serve others? So I love to, you know, coin that saying, if we're not at your best, you cannot serve the rest. So take a step back. And taking that step back allows you to slow down, to be present, to have that pause. Well, slowing down doesn't mean that you're not getting stuff done. you're actually making way for more to be done in a way that's fluid and in flow with who you are and aligned with who, everything that you're equipped for. So it's just a matter of recognizing that and taking a step away from the situation, away from those circumstances to fully be present in that moment and witness this.
Well, check to a lot of those red flags that you mentioned. And I think exactly as we are all here, one main thing that unites us, especially people that listen to this podcast, is growth and contribution. So, and I find that at every stage and phase of new growth, coming out of our comfort zones, we will experience some of those things as well. Because one of the things that happened to me personally is that when I realized, you know, how to heal and how to do a lot of these things, I'm like, oh, good, I'm done now. I can rest in peace. But that's not how it is, because life will always throw new challenges onto you. And especially as entrepreneurs and CEOs, where our job description is all about problem solving, it's very, very easy to fall in the trap of losing ourselves through the day-to-day stuff that we have to do. And I love that you mentioned that we cannot do everything. We cannot do everything that we want to do. We could do it at all different times, right? Because timing is also very important, because we always have to consider the bigger purpose of the bigger things that are important to us. And what's the point if the consequence of overachieving is, I don't know, our health, like you mentioned, or our relationships, or even our sense of self-care, which you can't function for other people as well. So yeah, I think it's like, I love how everything always connects together, and it always does. So thank you so much for also kind of bringing those highlights and red flags top of mind for sure. Rachel, I'd love to hear a little bit around your purpose, some of the moments in your journey that led you here. What can you share?
Yeah. So it's funny, because I was just talking about this right before our call here. Is that my purpose really is to become the beacon and the guide for somebody who is just like me on that journey. So somebody who is really there to witness and empower others to know that they're not alone, to be seen, to be heard, to be known, and to know that their story matters, their voice matters, and everything that they've gone through is there to serve a purpose. So when we look at empowering women, it's like, how can we be that model? How can we lead from a place of experience? And that really is the purpose that why I'm here, is because I needed me for me back then. And so this has always been a way for me to vow to give back to overcoming so many obstacles and challenges, which I very vulnerably share inside my book, Chasing Perfection. Because I think at the end of it, we're chasing something. You don't have to be a perfectionist, but we're all chasing after something. And at the end of the day, we ask ourselves, is it enough? Am I enough? Right? Because we are what we produce and perform. So we think. And that's what the high achievers do, is that we're constantly achieving. And if we're constantly striving, it'll never be enough. And that's where it's so important to take care of that mental health and well-being. And those four pillars that I talked about, why you can always go back to basics, because that foundation is laid for you.
Wow, beautifully said. I love that. Yeah, I mean, I keep hearing it, right? And for me, I've always now grouped purpose into two pretty much channels of how we get to it. It's either through our own pain or through passion. So I heard a lot of that in your story as well. Well, Rachel, again, I love this conversation. Thank you so much for sharing and all the amazing work that you're doing out there in the world. To end this conversation today, I'd love to maybe get a final message. What tweaked my curiosity is pretty much what you've written about, which is the chasing piece. So is there like another final message that you'd like to leave our audience with when we feel like chasing is the thing that we do on autopilot and everything feels like such an urgent priority? And also, where is it that the audience can further continue this conversation with you?
Yeah, so to leave your listeners with a final tip is that, you know what? You are the author and the creator of your own story, and you have that power. So when things don't feel like they're working out for you or in alignment, again, give yourself that break, give yourself that pause, take a step back and rewrite that narrative, rewrite the script. So I would say, you know, you have the power to create your own story. And that was what I did. I had to own my story in order for me to refine it and then define it and then create a whole new. Because the person I am today is not the person who wrote that book, but also not the same person who had to go through the journey to get there. So you are a work in progress, and this is a constant evolution. So again, you have the power to create your own story. So you can find me on all social media at I Am Rachel Brooks. And I have a podcast that Ilona was on as well, which is the Confident Woman podcast. And of course, if you want to pick a copy of both of my books, she's sold everywhere books are sold, and also a copy of Fit From Within, which is a 60-day journal. And that really helps guide you into that accountability and setting those daily intentions and those habits to help set you up for success and however you define success for you.
Well, again, thank you so much. I definitely would encourage everyone to go check out Rachel's website. I'm sure you also have a lot of cool resources for people to go and kind of get some quick wins and get some insight if they resonated with the message today. But yeah, thank you for the bigger mission that you're out there in the world accomplishing with helping women with confidence, because I feel like that's at the core of everything, right? I mean, we have so much potential, but, you know, unless we go out there and actually take inspired action and learn how to harmonize the being and the doing and all these different things, then how can we actually do more good in the world? Because that's, you know, my mission here at the Life School as well. So yeah, I think it's definitely such a great conversation. And Rachel, thank you again for all the work that you're doing. And thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me.
If you're loving this conversation and you want to take your journey even deeper, I created the Confident Woman Starter Kit just for women like you. It's packed with tools to help you break free from self-doubt and step into unshakable confidence from the inside out. And you can go ahead and grab that at imrachelbrooks.com/starter.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.